Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Christmas Eve, as you all well know. You've gotten to hear a lot of the names of Jesus already, and yet there is one that I don't think I heard specifically as Jesus' name that I'm going to add to the list. Jesus' name is love. We all know that, right? From 1 John 4, we know that God is love, and if Jesus is God, it only makes sense that Jesus is love. In fact, our text for this evening comes from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Let's be honest. We've already started our celebration of Christmas. We all know that Christmas is tomorrow, but in all honesty, Christmas Eve is really kind of that unofficial start to our celebration of Jesus' incarnation. And so it's important for us today to start celebrating it with love. And love must work in two separate ways. First, if you're going to give love, it means you have to receive love first. You have to have love poured into you before you have anything to pour out at all. So the first thing you must know tonight is that God loves you. He loves you so much. And in fact, he loves you so much that he gives you his Son Jesus as a gift, as a propitiation for your sins. That means Jesus has righted all of your wrongs. All of the sins that we've committed in our lives, all of the evil things we've done, all of the mistakes we've made, Jesus, he's made them all right again because he forgives you. It's a gift from God, and it's a gift that is for you during Christmas, and even really all year round. Jesus is born into this world so he can show you what love is. And to put it simply, love is self-sacrifice. Love is not doing what you want to do, but it is doing what other people need you to do. And we can see it very clearly in the virgin birth. Now, if you would have asked Mary if she would rather have her entire life turned upside down by the coming of Jesus, or if she would rather bear the Savior of the world for everyone else. Honestly, the easy thing would be for Mary to go, pass. But she doesn't. As God pours his love that is a Savior into Mary, Mary then joyfully bears the Christ child for the rest of the world. And we see Jesus living in love for his entire life. Jesus never lives selfishly. Everything he does, from his birth all the way up until his death, is completely 100% selfless. He humbles himself. He's raised by his earthly parents. He grows into a man, and even with all of the power of God at his fingertips, he never uses it to serve Jesus. He always uses it to serve everybody else, even to the point of death. Jesus, with all that power of God, he could have brought himself down from the cross and said, well, I'm done with this salvation thing. I'm done with this dying for the sins of the world thing. This is really uncomfortable for me, actually. But he doesn't do that because he is selfless and he is self-sacrificing and he wins forgiveness for you by his bloodshed and by his death on that cross. That's how much God loves you. He enters into death to overcome death for you. Jesus is love. Do you believe it? I invite you to believe that today because honestly, there is no time like the present. You ought to believe that this Jesus, who's done all of these things, not only in his birth, but through his life, through his death, through rising from the grave 3 days later, he's done it all for you. So believe it right now. Because God's love is trying to be poured into you. Now, if you do believe it, it means that God has begun to pour his love into, and it means you can then return that love back to God. But more importantly, is you can return that love to other people around you. And so we're going to do something awkward tonight, something I don't often do in my preaching. But I want you to turn to somebody near you and tell them that Jesus loves you, that Jesus loves you. Now, you ready? Here's the problem, right? I've already seen the reluctance on some of your faces. Okay? Which is why this second part is going to be even harder. And it's important that we do this, especially on Christmas Eve. Turn to someone near you and say, "I love you." Honestly, that was a little better than I expected. But it's awkward, isn't it? You guys feel awkward? Who feels awkward? It's a little bit awkward. Why? Because we're not good at love. We're just not good at love. And honestly, I assume most of you are sitting with your family or your friends or somebody that you're relatively close to. But what if you were sitting next to a complete stranger? Could you do the same thing? We're not good at love, at least not the same way that Jesus is. It's awkward for us to say three little words. "I love you." Because by nature, we don't want to give love. By nature, we want to get love. By nature, I want to love me. I want to do what's comfortable for me. I don't want to be awkward in the way in which I have to give love to somebody else, because then we get all shut up in ourselves and we go, well, what if that love isn't reciprocated? What if I love someone else and they don't love me back? But love is what Christmas is all about. It's about sharing the love of Christ as God pours his love into you, and sharing the love of Christ as you gather with those around you. But because love is awkward, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas. Because Merry Christmas is love. Isn't that what we mean when we wish people a Merry Christmas? Don't we wish that they would believe in Jesus Christ just as we do? The first part of Christmas is Christ. We want people to believe just like we do. We want people to rejoice in this babe of Bethlehem who was born into the world. And what's more, but if we want them to believe it, it means that we care about them. It means that we want to spend eternity with them, that we don't just want them to sort of have a good day, one good day a year. We want you to have this good day. It's called Christmas, December 25th. No, we want them to rejoice with us forever. And so, Merry Christmas. And honestly, I'll give you one more. This is why our Christmas tree is so important. Because sometimes when Christmas is awkward, sometimes when love is awkward, the Christmas tree becomes this wonderful invention. There's a star at the top. It's decorated, right? And whether it's real or fake, it's an evergreen tree. And we all know that the Christmas tree is kind of this centerpiece to all of our Christmas decorations. Even if you don't have any other decorations up, chances are you have a tree. Because the star on the top of that tree, the star on the top of this tree, reminds us of the star that led the three wise men to the child Jesus. The evergreen tree, I mean, not only is it a tree, which reminds us of the cross because it is a piece of wood, but it's evergreen because it reminds us that Jesus gives us everlasting life by what he has done. And at the bottom of the tree, we have gifts, presents, which everyone knows is a child's joy on Christmas. But the presents remind us not only that Jesus is the greatest gift to us, but it gives us a means by which we can express our love to each other. That's why we give gifts at Christmas. It's to show people that we care. It's to express our love, that same love that Jesus has first poured into us. My friends, today is Christmas Eve, and your Christmas celebration has already begun. And so I encourage you today to share love, to share Jesus. Because honestly, none of us knows what's going to happen in the next year, or the next month, or the next week. For some of you gathered here, this might be your last Christmas. And so as Jesus pours his love and his forgiveness and everything good into you tonight, don't let arguing or pride or money or competition or any other such selfishness and sin define your Christmas. Let Jesus' love define your Christmas. Because he has loved you selflessly in his birth, life, death, and resurrection. Amen. And Merry Christmas. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.